Right there is the latest single from Jeff Carson. It's called God Save the World. And with us this morning, we want to welcome to Iron Country, Jeff Carson. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the State Line. We are so proud to have you with us today.
Man, Big Red, thank you so much. It's good to be here. Thank you for playing that song.
Well, you know, Jeff, it's been a while since we've heard from you. I mean, so I have to ask you, what was the driving decision going back and re-releasing this single right now?
Well, it was back. I've been a police officer since 08. I'd had, back in 01, my son was born. And that was kind of my career at that point, was on the downhill, waning side. And, man, I just had to get a job that with a steady paycheck, man. As much as it hurt me to walk away from music, I had to for my family. And so that was almost 20 years ago, you know. And so now that I've got some clout at the police department for still working full-time, of course, that, you know, I get enough vacation days and things to, I thought maybe I could kind of dabble back in music again. And actually what all started this was like about a year ago, I went and played a benefit, raising money in remembrance of Daryl Singletary, who I toured a few years with. And met up with some people that used to produce and do my R&R stuff back in the day. And they said, call us. And make a long story short, we were back on the charts after 20 some years. I made it in the top 40 music row again.
That's amazing. You know,
isn't that incredible,
Jeff? The first time I heard the song really struck a chord with me and with a lot of people. I know that during these times that we're currently living in, you know, things are just so crazy, and this song came out at such a poignant time. I for one want to thank you for your service as a police officer, but I also want to thank you for coming back and giving us some real genuine country music.
Well, you know, it's thank you. It was I got with MC1 Music. They're a label that's independent, and they thought this song, which we actually recorded back with Curb back in the day, it never was released as a single, but it was on an album. And they thought, man, if we redo this song, boy, it's very fitting for the times. And yeah, boy, they're right. And it's funny, since then, Curb has come back, and so they've re-released their original version with Lisa Brokop singing with me, and that's always been my favorite version anyway. And it's very fitting with the times, that's for sure.
Well, I know, Jeff, I was reading through some of your bio stuff, and it said that you really got kind of back into music, going out to doing some shows, doing some Haggard and Jones, and I really, honestly, deep in my heart, think that sound of country music is really starting to come back. I know we get a ton of requests for your music here at Iron Country, so to me, it sounds like that genuine country sound is coming back.
Oh, I hope so, man. I hope so. Yes, there's been a couple of few times where in the last couple of years before this really kind of came about that I kind of went out and did a show here and there, but it was all just, you know, I don't have time to practice and rehearse with the band, so I thought, man, if we could just do some songs, just the old standards, where, you know, you could ask any picker in the who picks up a guitar, remember this George Jones or Merle Haggard. So we started doing just shows remembering Merle Haggard, you know, and things like that. And they went over so well, and thanks to y'all playing stuff like that still. I wish you were around here to listen to.
Well, you can listen to us online. I know that. We can hook you up so you can listen to us down there.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
Well, I have to ask you, this is a question that kind of just struck me as we were talking. I want to know how your profession of being an entertainer has helped you with being a police officer and vice versa.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when being a cop versus being an entertainer, the police job, you know, I shouldn't. It doesn't have the admiration and affection that the playing music
Amen.
Does. You know what I mean?
That's wrong.
But I tell you what. But on the other side, I'm very fortunate to work in a smaller community. I think there are just a couple hundred of us sworn officers, and the town we live in, for the most part, people are generally thankful, and they come up on a regular basis and drive up beside you if you're sitting somewhere, and thank you. So that means a lot too.
That's awesome. Now, I remember, was it about a year ago that you sent out a word on social media that you were going to do a video for one of my favorite songs of yours, which is The Car. And if I remember right, you had asked for pictures of people with them, with their father, right? And I thought that video just turned out fantastic. And for me, it brought back a lot of great emotions surrounding my father, who just passed away a little over 2 years ago. Do you think that song has such an... Why do you think, I should say, that song has such an emotional connection with people?
Man, I lost my dad a couple years ago, too, you know, and it's still hard. So I know what you mean. It's just one of those songs that, shoot, I remember when people were pitching their pictures for that little slideshow we put together, that they were saying everything from, hey, my dad and I worked on a tractor, can we use that? Well, of course. I mean, it doesn't have to be a car. We're not that particular, because people have so many memories. I know I do with my dad from working on my very first car was a 55 Chevy pickup that we pulled out of some guy's barn, and with the help of my ag ride teacher, we rebuilt the old flat six and got it running. And there was no better feeling in the world than drag starting that thing through our pasture, and even though it looked like you were fogging for mosquitoes, there was no feeling in the world to a kid like your first car.
Yeah, and like I posted that video on our Big Red in the Morning Show Facebook page, and it is just like I said, it gets me right in the feels when I watch that. Yeah. And that's one of the things I think about real genuine country music is the lyrics are so poignant to mean something to people. And I think you really hit it on the head with that song right there. But I guess my next question, Jeff, is I guess with things opening back up, are we going to be seeing maybe Jeff Carson out on the road maybe a little bit, maybe a new record?
Believe it or not, I don't know about the record, but believe it or not, I've already got 6 or 8 dates on the books. So I'm so excited about it. You know, I got some guys that are just itching to play. Of course, everyone's itching to play now, because even the ones who rolled on a steady basis, you know, from this pandemic have just been twiddling their thumbs for a year, man. So that's all I really want to do. I didn't expect to burn up the charts by any means or even get on the charts. I'm blown away with what it's done already. But just to maybe bring some attention that, hey, you know, I'm still alive. I sure would like to play a show or two.
That's outstanding. Well, we'd love to see you up here in Iron Country. I mean, there's a lot of our listeners still requesting your music.
Thank you, Big Red. I tell you, I'd love to get up there, buddy.
All right. Well, maybe we can go do a little fishing, too, when you're up here.
Oh, I'd love that. Love that.
Hey, Jeff, tell everybody where they can find your new song and where they can find out more about you on all the social medias.
Yeah, I have a Facebook and Instagram, and they're both Official Jeff Carson. I have my new website's been up about a year, and it has what dates we keep up to date and on the dates that are coming in. And that is jeff-carson.com, jeff-carson.com. But, find me on social media, especially on Facebook. I'm probably on there most. I do a Throwback Thursday every week that I'm getting ready to go up there and record right now. Just old stuff.
That's outstanding. Well, Jeff, we appreciate your time this morning here at Iron Country, and you're welcome back here anytime you want. And we're going to play that song, The Car, out of this interview. And Jeff, we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Red. I appreciate you, buddy.